Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 26 for week 28 of the Rotary Year, January 7th, 2019. Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome to this new year edition of Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who have offered such kind words of encouragement and thanks for the interviews that are featured on Rotary Roundabout. I'm so glad that you're enjoying them. Last week, we interviewed Rotarian Doug Lewis to kick off the 2019 half of the Rotary year. This week, we feature Hope Stone, who is one of the recipients of the 2017 scholarships that we awarded to graduating seniors from each of Des Moines public high schools. Hope is a junior at Drake University studying health sciences and nursing. Let's learn more from Hope and her collegiate experiences at Drake.
And we're talking here at Coles Library on the campus of Drake University. Happens to be my alma mater, but it also happens to be where Hope is going to school. And so we're visiting with her today and learning a little bit more about her experience here at Drake and also her studies and what she's pursuing with the help of her Rotary Scholarship. So welcome to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout podcast. And thanks for meeting with me today. But tell me a little bit about how your studies are going and what you're doing here at Drake.
My studies are going very well. I am studying health sciences and nursing here at Drake University. Next fall, I will be applying to either Mercy or Allen College to get my BSN, and then I will decide between those two which one I want to go to. I'm working on campus at Coles Library.
Do you have any other extracurricular activities that you're involved with?
Yes, I am involved in health sciences majors. As like a whole, so like PT, OT, all of that.
So this is all nursing students, or is this all
health? No, so it's like nursing, all health science majors, and so that's like the athletic training program, the occupational therapy program, physical therapy, all of those programs. It's like one general.
So in your studies, then, do you get exposure to these other disciplines? Do you get to do sports medicine and all that kind of stuff as well? Or
I'm mostly just exposed to other majors and a lot of like my biology and chemistry courses because like we all have different interests, but this is just, it's like one all the prereqs for us.
Right.
So I am exposed to like everything that they are learning in their courses, but in the health sciences program here at Drake, we are exposed to like all different kinds of fields in our studies. So it's I know I don't want to go into nursing, but I'm taking all the other same classes of
sure.
other people who still want to specialize and.
So what attracted you to pursue a degree in nursing?
I love helping people, and I knew, like, I wanted to find a job that I could do that. And I love science, and I love gross things, which many people aren't able to say. I did a program in high school where I was able to shadow at Unity Point for a whole year, and I got over 200 hours shadowing at the hospitals with different professionals. And so I, like, know that nursing is, like, what I was made to do, and I'm really excited for my future.
Well, that's – I am excited to hear that. I know that in my experience here at Drake, I wanted to be a musician, and so that's what I did, and I kind of pursued that passion. But the other thing I liked about Drake, and I think that you will find this to be true too, is that one of the great benefits of this institution is that you learn how to learn. And so whatever discipline of nursing you may end up in, you'll always have that skill set to learn how to learn, and I've always appreciated that. And I also know that you're a very caring person because you're our, you're Katie's roommate, and Katie's my daughter, and she and you went to Roosevelt together. And when you had the opportunity, you applied for the Rotary Scholarship. So on your studies, you are a sophomore now?
Yeah, well, year-wise, but technically I'm a junior. so I'll
you've got enough credits that you're a
junior. Yeah, I'm a junior.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So if you select one of these other programs, Mercy or was it Allen?
Mm-hmm.
Those are both here in Des Moines? Or
yes. So okay. Mercy is right on the interstate from here, and then Allen College is actually in Waterloo, but they have satellite campuses and online, and so they're trying to bring more to like Central Iowa.
Great.
So I'll be able to stay here in Des Moines while I do that, and that'll be my senior year. So I'll be 2 years at Drake and then a year at Mercy.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And so this is a cooperative program then with either Mercy or with Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
So then when I graduate from Drake University, I'll have my health sciences degree and my BSN.
So then what, after you get these fabulous initials behind your name, what does it take to actually get out and start practicing? Do you know? Do you have to take big tests?
Yes. There are a lot of licensing and certifications that I need to get first. And this summer, I actually had a few experience with that because I took my basic nursing and my advanced nursing aid at DMAC. And so then I had to get the certification for those to actually work in the state of Iowa.
I see.
So this summer, I will be applying. Well, I plan to apply at Methodist and start working CNA. Or as a, I plan to apply at Methodist as a patient care tech.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So patient care tech involves what? Blood draws and anything like that, or?
Yeah, so it's more of just the patient care in going to the restroom or going and showering and mm-hmm. more like the bedside side of it. But you still get to be there with the patient and with the nursing team and really be a role in the patient's care.
Sure. And you get to see the ebb and the flow of census and people coming in and checking out and going.
Yeah.
So are you going to have an emergency room rotation, do you think? Do you get exposed?
I really hope so, yes. That's one of the most... In my time shadowing, that was one of my favorite ones, was the emergency room.
Is there anything else you'd like the Rotarians to know?
I'm definitely thankful for Ryla and the experience that Ryla gave me and giving me those leadership skills. And then to go on and pursue my future career in college and with
assistance. Well, I think you're an excellent example of taking those opportunities and making the most of them. And I know that you'll continue to thrive here at Drake. And I hope, in all honesty, I hope you'll come visit us. And I'd love for you to be a guest sometime.
Yes.
Have you meet some of the other Rotarians, because I know when they hand out the awards, it's just like a blur, you know. But I know a lot of the folks who support our foundation are genuinely interested in what our students are doing, and we've had just some wonderful experiences of kids coming back. Anyway, thank you for your time today. Good luck at Drake, and please know that we'd like to have you come by and visit us at the Rotary Club of Des Moines sometime.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thanks to Hope for her time. If you have the opportunity, please thank Hope when she visits one of our meetings for making the most of her Rotary experience, including her Ryla time. And if you have the opportunity, share your story with her too. Please know that our scholarship committee, ably led by Kathleen Jones, is now promoting applications for awarding of our 2019 scholarships. If you know of a graduating senior from one of Des Moines Community School District's high schools, please have them ask their guidance counselors for information on how to apply for our scholarship. Our first meetings of 2019 will be this coming Thursday, January 10th, when we'll be featuring fellowship meetings at various Rotarian locations of businesses. These six locations will be ChildServe, Courage League Sports, Des Moines Playhouse, Des Moines Social Club, Hope Ministries, and Iowa State Bank. Now, please remember you'll need to RSVP for one of these locations so that the hosts know how many to plan for. And you may do so by clicking on the Events Meeting tab at RotaryClubofDesMoines.org and selecting the January 10th date link. Remember, too, to take advantage of the upcoming End Polio Now fundraiser. The 11th annual Polio Night Plus with the Iowa Wolves, formerly known as the Iowa Energy, will be held on Saturday, February 2nd at 7 p.m. at Wells Fargo Arena. The Wolves will offer reserved game tickets for $20 for the event, with $10 per ticket being donated to participating Rotary clubs for polio eradication. Note that this is the first increase in 10 years and increases the Rotary amount from $8 to $10 per ticket. You can learn more by signing up at our next meeting at the Wakanda Club on January 17th. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, which I hope you are, please share them and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening. And as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.